We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
Most veterans already know the most important document they leave the service with is the DD Form 214.
Dennis Shepard, General Counsel for the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs.
And many times when they leave the service, they don't check that form, and it becomes a burden on them when they have mistakes on that form.
WEKU's Samantha Morrill talks with Shepard about his efforts to help veterans correct mistakes on their discharge papers.
We're told as we get out of the service different things by different first sergeants, by different commanders. And in many cases that I've run across, a veteran is told, don't worry about it, you have a bad discharge, but it's automatically upgraded in 6 months. That is completely false.
You'll hear how Shepard works to fix these mistakes and about some of the very positive outcomes. And
keep in mind that shame in so many forms tends to be pervasive among military folks.
David Albright, a veteran and director of the Office for Military Families and Veterans at the University of Alabama.
There's a shame that comes from not having served in the ways folks expect, or perhaps from actually having served in those ways. There's shame about surviving when your friends don't. Shame about struggling with addiction or substance use after trauma. Shame about the circumstances surrounding trauma. See, many of our veterans carry these multi-layered invisible wounds, which might also include the heavy burden of moral injury, or for having been part of a war that's unpopular.
So what can you do to help the veterans in your life?
Listen openly to veterans as they share their experiences with you. Accept veterans for who they are in the moment, regardless of where they are in their life or where you are in yours. Try to work to understand their backgrounds.
Dr. David Albright speaking at EKU on Thursday evening. We'll have details. Endocarditis. Heard of it?
Endocarditis is an infection of the heart.
Cardiologist John Cotter talks with WEKU's Mary Meehan about this often fatal condition.
It's a terrible problem that used to be rare and now is common, where we see cases almost every day.
We'll take up a very delicate, often difficult subject to discuss. End-of-life care.
We still have pervasive misconceptions about what hospice care is.
And complicating it further is confusion over the difference between hospice and palliative care.
You can think of palliative care as specialized health care for individuals living with a serious illness.
Turner West of Bluegrass Care Navigators, formerly known as Hospice of the Bluegrass. We visit the Troublesome Creek Stringed Instrument Factory in Hindman, Kentucky, where the Herald Leader's Will Wright talks with people like Nathan Smith, who after years of substance abuse ended up in jail and under court order to take a class that could change his life.
With the first instrument that I made, you know, I was like, wow, you know, I never imagined doing anything like that. And when I started watching them build the guitars and just different things like that, it kind of really intrigued me. So I decided it was something that I wanted to stick with.
This report will debut our new Appalachian Reporting Initiative, and we'll tell you all about that. And not to forget, a forthcoming film shot right here in Kentucky.
It is about a woman with Alzheimer's disease and her relationship with her caretaker slash farmhand, Joe, who's the character I play.
Lexington actor Kevin Hardesty on his lead role, working alongside Tatum O'Neill, Lou Gossett Jr., and Karen Grassley. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on your mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.